This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend, the story, Mr. Steve Sell.
The myth, the legend of what? Sleepy Hollow? I don't
the
know.
The story. I think everybody knows that Steve, he's the story.
Is that like the truth?
The scoop.
The truth?
Yeah, the truth. Very similar.
The process?
You're trusting it. We all trust in you.
We are trusting the process.
Steve, Las Vegas.
Woo! You're dragging a little bit. For those who can't see Jim, that's all of you. He's dragging today.
Tired today.
Yeah, he's going to... I tell you, he's gutting through it today.
This is just for you all.
He's a proud warrior today.
I am a warrior.
You are a warrior, because I got a feeling once this show's done and you get things done, you're going to go to sleep and not wake up until tomorrow.
It was a short weekend, but a very long weekend, if you understand what I mean.
Did you put 10 on black 22 for me?
I actually didn't play any roulette.
Okay.
I should have, though.
Okay.
Just for you.
Okay.
Roulette was not my game this weekend.
I already had that money earmarked for big things.
The craps game, though, was a good weekend on the craps table.
There you go.
Sometimes you have a bad weekend on the craps table.
I don't know anything about craps, so...
You know, you roll the dice.
Yeah.
You think you could get a pretty good roll on those dice?
Snake eyes.
The snake eye, that's a good roll.
Yeah.
I had a good weekend on the craps table. All the guys I went with had pretty good luck on the tables.
There you go.
And when you're playing and having good luck gambling while you're in Vegas...
Then you've really... You gotta,
it is a pretty good weekend.
There you go.
It's a pretty good weekend when you have just a little bit of luck. It's not like any of us were walking out millionaires. One of my buddies who was on the bachelor party trip with us had not only never played craps, but had never stepped into a casino.
Did he have beginner's luck?
A lot of beginner's luck.
Ooh, that...
He got up about $200 in 20 minutes.
Wow.
It was a big weekend for my buddy, Mr. Zach Friedenberg.
Good for him. I don't even know what $200 is. I couldn't even tell
you. Yeah, it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
Especially when the table minimums are like $10 each. So he was winning big.
There you go.
We walked out of there. The last hand I had in craps, the last roll that I had money down where if I won, I would about double what I put down at that table to start. And if I lost, then I'd be back to even. And I hit.
Yeah.
At about 3 a.m. on late Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
About the time the poker tournament was wrapping
up. I guess it was about 4 o'clock.
About the time the poker tournament was wrapping up.
It was still going on out there.
Yeah.
And I hit that, and we said, all right, we're feeling good, boys. Time to go to sleep.
Was there a lot of buzz about the WSOP going
on? So the World Series of Poker main event, the final two guys.
Right.
I feel like they were at that table for 12 hours.
They were
Saturday.
At that table for 12 hours.
I don't know how long it was. But
it was the longest heads up in the history of the event.
We had TVs pretty much everywhere throughout the casino. And so
oh, yeah.
While we were playing, we could see that they were still on. And one of the dealers that we had, he kept watching it while he was doing our game. And he would sort of keep his eye on it. And he's like, dude, they've been there for like 9 hours. And we're like, I know, we've been watching.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. The guy in the Tim Tebow jersey, I think, won. That's all I knew him from. Good weekend in Vegas, though, Steve.
Oh, great week.
Have you ever worn a Fitbit or anything to track your steps?
No, I never have. Dr. Thomas is always wanting me to, but I never do.
So what do you think is like the average amount of steps that you take in a day?
Oh, gosh, I couldn't even tell you. I'd say I probably walk a couple miles a day at least.
So I would think about the average for people that are fairly active. And you play golf, and so you get some steps there. I would think you probably do 10,000 on a normal day, 8 to 10,000 on a normal day. I would think on some bigger days for you where you are really out walking a lot and maybe you have to walk more on the golf course, I think you probably do 15 to 18.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
And I walk a lot anyway.
And Steve's always on the move.
Oh, yeah. I'm perpetual motion.
On Saturday, I walked the most steps I've ever walked in a day while I've been wearing one of these watches for 4 years.
Okay.
33,000 steps.
That's a lot of steps.
It is a lot of walking.
Yes, it is.
And it was like a cool 106 degrees.
I saw
on
that.
Saturday
I was
afternoon.
Following the temperature. I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a fun day on Saturday. Stevie, have you ever been to a... It sounded like I said Stevie, but I wasn't trying to say that. Have you ever been to a big pool party? Music pumping.
Oh, yeah.
People dancing
sure.
in the pool.
Oh, sure.
I don't think you've ever been to one quite like this one we went
well,
to.
Well, I'm sure I haven't.
I've never been anything like that.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the pool. Some rapper named Mace comes out, and everybody knows who he is except for us.
Wasn't Jay-Z?
It was not Jay-Z.
Okay. Pistol told me, friend of the show Pistol, he says he's going to educate me on Jay-Z. Because some
you
song
can learn a little bit.
Some song plays out at the Pipeliners game, and I ask him if this is Jay-Z, and he shakes his head, no, that's not Jay-Z. It's some, you know, loud music, whatever, so.
But awesome weekend. We got to watch the World Cup games, the third and final game while we were in Vegas. Got to bet on the third place game. Who do you think I bet on, Steve?
I don't even know who. Who was it? Belgium and somebody.
And, come on, it's there. Come on.
Croatia. No.
Hello, mate.
Well, Australia.
That was more Australian.
Okay.
Hello, bruv.
Yeah.
Who? Come on.
I'd say Australia.
I'd guess England, Steve.
Okay.
Belgium and England. Who do you think I bet on?
England.
No, I bet on Belgium. They were the winners.
Okay.
You think I'm going to go out there and lose?
No, well, no. I didn't watch any of the World Cup. I couldn't tell
you. Well, you should have.
I know. That's what
you didn't get to watch the final yesterday?
I didn't watch the final.
And see the French win it all?
I was watching reliable sources and media buzz.
Mbappe and Paul Pogba.
Well, see, that's...
Some of your favorites.
That's all Greek to me.
Well, it's French, I guess.
Whatever.
World Cup. It was a great World Cup, one of the most exciting ones.
And I know a lot of people in McPherson do watch the World Cup, though. I know Chad Alexander, friend of the show.
Big soccer fan.
Big soccer fan. Because we were playing golf, and he'd come in and, you know, check it out. So
you have to. Next World Cup, Steve, 2022, I'm going to need you to pay a little more attention. Can you promise me that?
2022's the next...
Yeah, it's every 4 years.
I could be dead by then. As old as I am, me and Dirt, we're in a race to see who's the oldest.
Well, let's just plan on you not being dead.
Okay.
So, we mentioned that I'm tired. So, Sunday morning, we flew back. Left at like 9 o'clock Vegas time.
Okay.
Which means you have to wake up at like 6:30 or 7 Vegas time. Got in the plane. Got to Kansas City about 2:30. Got to my parents' house at like 3:30, walked out the door at about 4, pulled back into town about 7, knocked out work for yesterday.
Hey, Tracy make you a goodie bag?
No, she didn't make me anything.
My mom used to always send a goodie bag with me, no matter how old I was.
She normally does.
No matter how old I was, I always had a goodie bag from Betty.
My mom normally, when I'm about to walk out the door, starts to panic a little. And goes, uh-oh, what can I send with them?
Yeah.
And so she'll just start looking through the freezer.
Yeah, that's why.
And go, you want this bag of peas?
My sister sends home like half a side of beef with me, it
You want
like.
This can of corn?
Yeah.
Will you eat that?
Yeah, my sister does the same thing.
But so I got back to my apartment at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep.
Sounds like
we
a plan.
We were running on fumes.
Yeah.
But it was a great weekend. Glad to be back. I was a little bummed I didn't get to see any NBA Summer League.
Yeah.
That pool party, it sort of takes it out of
Well, me. Yeah, yeah.
Sitting out the sun all day.
Sure.
Sitting out by the pool.
Sure.
Maybe a little dehydrated for several other reasons.
Better replace those electrolytes.
Yeah, that's why I've been chugging water all day.
There you go.
Did you get to follow any of the Summer League? I know it's about to
I
wrap
did.
Up later
I
this
did.
Week.
I have followed some of the Summer League.
It has been very entertaining.
Zvi
has had a phenomenal great. Summer league.
And boy, that surprised me. Zvi Mykhailiuk from KU really doing a nice job for the Lakers. And they've, in fact, I think they agreed to a deal with him. Wasn't what?
Yeah, like a 3-year, $2 million
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, I thought it was 4.3 maybe.
Maybe it was something along those lines. But it's been a great summer league. I know that LeBron James was in attendance yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm bummed I missed him.
Okay.
Although I don't think LeBron would stay at the Flamingo.
Well, he'll text you. I'm sure he'll
text you. I think he would stay at a little higher class casino.
What's the highest class casino in Vegas?
Caesar's Palace is very nice.
Caesar's.
But it's probably not the highest of class. Bellagio, very nice, very expensive.
That's where all the high rollers go, though.
A lot of high rollers. There are a lot of high rollers at the Aria Hotel.
Okay.
A lot
Where's
of high
Doyle,
rollers
where do you think
at the
Doyle,
Cosmopolitan.
Doyle Brunson goes. He's a high roller. He's kind of my age.
Maybe the Wynn.
Okay.
Something like that. But
okay.
I was not in the high rollers.
Okay.
We were in the 5-cent beer at Margaritaville Club. If that shows you how big of a high roller we were.
There you go. There you go.
But it was a really fun weekend. I'm glad to be back. Steve, we are continuing to get closer and closer to football season. And I know that we've mentioned that a couple of times. Tomorrow, we get McPherson High football coach Chase Pavlovich in studio. And what we will get to talk with him about is what they did this weekend.
And I have a story posted at midkansasonline.com about what they did.
7-on-7 tournament up in Kansas City. And for those of you that don't know a lot about 7-on-7, it's minimum contact. It's mainly an offensive thing.
Right.
And it's mainly passing.
Yeah, it's helmets and but no shoulder pads. Shorts. You don't wear your football pants. You wear your shorts. So it's kind of like flag football, more or
less.
In
a way.
Yeah. But it's more about timing and route running and you know, for defensive backs to, you know, try to break passes up and things like that.
It is certainly a skills type of tournament, skills type of weekend.
And that probably helped the Bullpups because they basically went up against 5A and 6A schools. So, obviously, our skill players are pretty good. And we already know that. We know going into the season, the Bullpups offensively have the quarterback, they have the running back, they got a stable of wide receivers and tight ends. They're going to be a very good offensive football team, and Coach Pav will fill us in on that tomorrow.
And the thing that I keep saying is there are not very many teams throughout the entire state of Kansas that get to say what the Bullpups get to say, and that is that they return a first-team all-league quarterback, a first-team all-league running back, and a first-team all-league wide receiver. There are not very many teams that return.
And the thing is, we have two other guys that had,
and a couple other all-league wide receivers.
A couple of wide receivers that this year could be all-league, all-state type. We are loaded at wide receiver, but the thing is, we've got the balance with the bus in the backfield.
The bus
to hand the ball off to. Kyler Hoppus runs the ball well. Jacob Bile, I still think, is going to be a nice change of pace guy. And never forget, in the pinch, Honesty Whitaker 2 years ago in his only start went for over 100 yards. So we are definitely, the offensive line. I think the offensive line is really going to surprise people. And Coach Pav will talk about that, I'm sure, tomorrow. But this summer, the offensive line, to me, was the biggest surprise because those guys weren't bad. When we scrimmaged,
they look good
against Hayes and Kingman. I mean, they more than held their own. They got some guys that have been backups for a couple years just waiting for their chance, and now they're going to step in and be the guy.
The thing that I will be very excited to hear from Coach Pav tomorrow is the Bullpups played Blue Valley North. And for those of you that don't remember, Blue Valley North won the 6A state championship
right.
last year. They beat Derby in a shootout. And Blue Valley North is led by Graham Mertz. And for those of you that don't know anything about Graham Mertz, he's the real deal at quarterback.
He's verbally committed to Wisconsin, although it's not a done deal.
He has pretty much opened it up and said, I'm still accepting offers.
Right.
He has been offered by Alabama and Ohio State and Michigan.
And they only beat the Bullpups by 2 touchdowns.
I will be interested to get a little scouting report on him. From all of my inside sources that I talk to, Graham Mertz is the real deal.
He's not the guy that was at Miege and left, is he?
He's the guy who was at Bishop Miege
okay.
his first 2 years.
Right.
Never played.
Right.
Besides in backup minutes because they had Carter Putz,
yeah.
who's the state's all-time leading passer.
Right.
Transferred to Blue Valley North, stepped in, won a state championship this past
year. Not bad.
At 6A. And then now, coming back for this senior season, he will probably end up being like a Simone Award winner, which is the Kansas City area's right. best player.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him win State Player of the Year.
Gatorade.
He is going to be a big-time player. And there are a lot of quarterbacks that come out of the Kansas City area and out, and all throughout the state. And you hear about them going to D1 schools and say, maybe this is the guy. Maybe the Bubba Starlings, who never went to play quarterback, mm-hmm. but they were saying he could be the one that goes to the next level and does it. This guy might be the real deal.
Yeah.
That goes to a big-time program and steps in.
And you know what's exciting? We're less than a month away now from first day of practice. We are less than a month. And that tells me our summer's winding down, which I don't like that. I like my summer.
I think I could tell that summer was winding down when I was on the plane, walking onto the plane in Vegas yesterday and went, all right, summer's about to end.
Yeah, playtime's over.
Playtime is definitely about to
be over. Summer bull pups.
Well, their playtime is over.
Boy, their playtime ended abruptly. Summer bull pups baseball team, they're supposed to have two games with Bueller this week. Forget that. Bueller canceled. They canceled the two games. They've qualified for state, so they don't see any point in playing two meaningless games when they're already at state. So the summer bull pups end up 11-12. That'll be a lot of those guys will be next year's starting baseball team, so they're done. Pipeliners, tomorrow's their last regularly scheduled game. I think they've got a postseason tournament. And if the season goes, if the tournament goes like the season, their season's going to be over. So we're going to be kind of in no man's land. You know, after this week, we're, you know, it's going to be, of course, I'm going to be going on a few days vacation at the end of the month. Got some golf tournaments to play in.
I've got to get a bunch of holes drilled into my mouth.
Yeah, you do.
You ever had those wisdom teeth taken out?
Never had it.
That's why you have so much wisdom.
And my dad was a dentist. And boy, he was always clamoring for me to get those. He says, well, let's get them out before they start hurting. I said, you're not cutting me, mister. You know, I don't care if you're my dad. You're not cutting on me. So
Steve,
I never had them taken
out. Steve does not trust doctors.
I don't.
And even though his father
was a dentist.
Was a doctor of dentistry. Yeah, he was not cutting him up.
He always said, he told my mom, the worst patient I ever had is my son. What a sissy in the chair. Because that guy would drill me with Novocaine. I was so nervous and so wound up. That Novocaine had no effect. He says, I'm going to drill you again. And then by then, I mean, I'm talking like my tongue's, you know, it's just dead. You know, my tongue's died. And I made no sense. I sounded like I was drunk or something. Well, probably Steve, wish I would have been in, yeah. being in the chair.
Well, Steve, good to be back. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I've got a couple of things to talk about. We have hit the All-Star break, which means the Home Run Derby is tonight. Want to talk about that a little later. While I was gone, the Big 12 media poll for the preseason
came out
for football.
Right, we got to talk about that.
Want to talk about that a little bit. The Royals, first half.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Worst in history.
Ooh, it was rough. So we'll do all that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, or at midkansasonline.com. Good to be back. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, while I was gone, I was a little bit off the grid. I didn't get a whole lot of cell phone service in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I was able to keep up with a few things just because you'd walk by the TV or walk through the sports book. But your guy, Mike Matheny, getting canned right before the All-Star break.
About time. That's all I could say.
For the Cardinals' legendary catcher.
I am a diehard Cardinals fan, but Mike Matheny had been there 7 years. They were regressing every year. They're three games.
He went to a World Series.
Yeah, he went to a World Series. Got beat. I think the Red Sox beat him.
Had the best record in all of baseball in 2015.
But the clubhouse is a mess. I mean, I read the Post-Dispatch all the time, and it
sounded like it was getting bad.
Yeah, pretty fractured, and he's very. He's not good with the media. He wasn't good with the media. He's very aloof.
He gets a little upset.
But he's very aloof, and he doesn't trust, you know, fake news as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, anytime somebody asks him something, he gets a little defensive.
Especially anything about strategy. If you say, well, why'd you leave? You know, what was your process leading Jordan Hicks in too long? And he just bristles, you know. He was starting to lose Yachty. If you lose Yachty...
Oh, what a bummer that would be.
Yeah, Yachty, you know, Yachty is the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know, Yachty could be their manager, but...
What a great guy.
Yeah, but I'm a big Yachty fan. But Joe Girardi's name's been brought up.
Wouldn't be bad.
Would not be bad. Jose Oquindo's been a loyal third base coach. You know, he'd be a new manager.
Ned Yost?
No. Sailor Ned's heading back to the farm here after this season, I have a feeling.
Well, speaking of the Royals, how about the worst first half in Royals history that just wrapped up yesterday?
Yeah, it was
27-68.
Yeah, it's almost unbelievable.
They had never lost 60 games in the first half of the season.
But you got to remember too, the season this year, the All-Star break supposed to be pretty close to 82 games. Well, the season started a week earlier.
Looks like it was 95.
And the All-Star break is a week later. So they're actually playing. 81 is the halfway point. So they're well past the halfway point of the season.
Or they're well past gone.
Yeah. But anyway, 27-68. We knew they were not going to be good this year.
Whew.
But I don't think anybody could have foreseen they were going to be this bad. I mean, Alex Gordon, bless his heart, he's been a great Royal. But good grief, is the guy. He is so washed up. And, you look at their lineup. They throw Birch Smith yesterday. I mean, good grief. Are you kidding me? You know, you look at their starting rotation. Hamill's now in the bullpen. Now, Danny Duffy.
He was good on Saturday. He was great on Saturday.
Have you seen his last – he's only given up like 2 runs in his last 5 road starts combined.
He's been picking it up, and it's been about the only one.
Yeah, he has found out. Well, Jacob Junis, he's on the disabled list. Ian Kennedy just got off the disabled list.
Plus, with the worst bullpen in the MLB, it makes it tough.
Yeah, and you look at their Moustakas, he's going to get traded here any day. Salvi has had a terrible year. The only Royal that to me it's really had a good year, and that's Merrifield. I think he's been really good. Now, he's not hit home runs. He had 19 home runs last year. He's only got 5 this year. The 19 home runs was an aberration. He'd never been a home run hitter before, but he has been solid. He's been 2-hit wit, 3-hit wit, 4-hit wit, 5-hit wit against Boston. Went 5-for-5 in that last game against Boston. He's the guy that should have been on the All-Star team. But what's hurt the Royals is you look at their last 4 or 5 drafts.
Huh.
They have not gotten anything out of those drafts. And why they were world champions, they had drafts that produced Hosmer, Moustakas.
Gordon,
Duffy, And then they made some really shrewd moves, got some good guys. But, boy, this team, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of crowds they get in September when the Chiefs are going. I think it's 4 numbers. I think you're going to be looking in the 8s and 9s.
It'll look like Tropicana Field.
It's going to look like Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. I love to say that. Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
That's a good one.
They get 8,000 to 10,000 about a game. Or Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati's been the best team in baseball since June 1st, or close to it, and they still draw like 10,000, 11,000.
I read somewhere that yesterday's game was the first time in baseball history that a series before the All-Star break featured two teams that each had 60 or more losses. The first time ever.
Oh, I believe it.
And the Royals lost 10-1.
And
against Lucas Giolito, who has the MLB's worst ERA.
Exactly. And the thing is, you've got Kansas City, you got the White Sox.
Baltimore.
And Baltimore's worse than both of them.
No, the Royals have a worse record.
Oh, they do now? Okay, Baltimore's gone on a tear then. They're up to like 28 wins.
Yes, I think they have 28.
Yeah, they're like 28-66 or something like that.
So, yeah, it's rough.
How did Baltimore get so bad so quick, too? They played Kansas City in 2014 in the playoffs, divisional playoffs, and now combined.
Oh, in the ALCS.
Yeah, and they're combined. You take Baltimore and Kansas City and combine their wins, they're less than the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, probably the Houston Astros.
We'll talk about the Home Run Derby coming up here in a minute, which will be tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN. But you had a column today in your Sell on Sports, or it might have been from Friday, talking about the Big 12 football preseason media poll. And for those of you that haven't seen it, Oklahoma at the top, West Virginia number 2, TCU 3, Texas 4, Oklahoma State 5, and the team you haven't heard yet, Kansas State at 6.
And my column, I think, especially people around here will probably agree with me, every year they get picked to the second division. Every year they're in the first division. I don't understand it. I think K-State's going to be in the top three. I really do.
I really thought that last year.
I did. And you know, they got off to a kind of a bad start. They finished strong.
To be fair, K-State finished sixth in the Big 12 last year.
And if Ertz doesn't get hurt, they don't finish that low last year.
Ertz, I don't know. I thought the other guys were better. I thought Alex Delton was better.
I think Skylar Thompson's the best.
I think Skylar Thompson should be the starter.
He will be the starter. For one thing, he can throw better than Alex Delton. But Delton will come in, be a change.
A little Colin Klein package.
Yeah, yeah. Change of pace, kind of the wild bus formation or something like that.
It might not be that long before we see Colin Klein as maybe a head coach of a team.
How about
K-State? He has moved up the rankings fast.
How about K-State?
I think it wouldn't be a bad hire.
Do you think Moses will let...
The greatest quarterback in school history.
Do you think Moses will let that happen, though?
Bill. Snyder.
He wants his son.
That will be another topic that we'll get to talk about all fall.
Yeah, because...
We talked about it a lot this past fall.
Bill Snyder can't live forever. He can't coach forever. But at some point, there will be another... And it won't be Ron Prince...
No, I don't think it'll be Ron Prince. What is he doing now?
I think he's in the NFL somewhere. I could be wrong. I'm sure maybe our man Jeremy Snapp, he's probably listening. I'm sure he could let us know. But Ron Prince, I'm not sure where he is. I thought he was an NFL line coach, so maybe we can look it up during the break.
I saw somebody make a tweet the other day, Steve. You know a lot about tweets. I saw somebody make a tweet that they drove past Bill Snyder Family Stadium over the weekend. Saturday night at like 8 o'clock.
His office. He was,
and there was one car in the parking lot.
Bill,
and it was Bill's.
Oh yeah,
Coach Snyder.
He was in his office burning the midnight oil.
Man, that guy works and works and works. Sometimes I think I work a lot, then I compare my schedule to Bill Snyder's. I don't work that much.
He is God. He is, in Manhattan. He is.
All right, Steve. Let's take our final break. When we come back, one final preview of tonight's Home Run Derby.
I'm just tingling with excitement.
You seem like it. You've been talking about it all morning.
Who's in it besides Bryce Harper?
Well, you forgot about Max Muncy?
I thought he was like a taxi driver.
We'll talk about him all next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. We figured out where Ron Prince is.
Yeah.
He was actually doing all right for
us.
He was the assistant head coach, and offensive line coach of the Detroit Lions. Steve, we're struggling today.
Well, yeah.
We're making it through. That's what he was doing the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And now he is the offensive analyst for the University of Michigan.
Whatever that is.
That sounds like a pretty good job.
Sounds like a high-paying job, and you don't have to do it.
Sounds like a real high-paying job.
I need that kind of job.
17-19.
0-3. 0-3 against KU.
Yeah, things turned around a little bit. And not only because Bill Snyder came in and wouldn't let that happen, but KU has been pretty bad since then, too.
Awful.
In case you were wondering, for those that said, well, what happened to Team 7, 8, 9, and 10? KU was number 10 in the Big 12 preseason media poll. Baylor 9, Texas Tech 8, Iowa State 7.
And Iowa State was as high as 14th in the country last year.
They still finished 7th in the Big 12, though, last year.
Yeah.
Despite going 8-5.
And they got
like
a bunch of good players back. That, I, you know, I don't. Sometimes, you know, Texas is just up there because they're Texas. Oklahoma State, they lost a ton of players. I don't think they're going to be fifth. I think they're going to be lower than that.
People are real high on West Virginia and Will Grier, their quarterback.
Yeah.
And they've got them at two, Oklahoma and Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is something special, Steve. I think you're going to be excited to watch him.
He got drafted in the first round.
In baseball.
In baseball. He's like the seventh overall pick. I want to say Oakland or somebody like that.
That will be, oh, Steve, I'm so excited. We're getting closer and closer to football season. You can't wait for that first Saturday of football.
Yeah.
You turn on the TV at about 10:30. You wait for Lee Corso to finish up his picks.
Oh, yeah.
You get to 10:58. He puts on the mascot head. 11 o'clock, they ship you out somewhere, and you're watching games for the next 12 hours.
And if you're a KU fan, you just better set your watch to 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock on FS1.
They have like every week they're an 11 o'clock game, which is reserved for the stinker of the conference.
Well, one that we hope will not be a stinker tonight, the Home Run Derby. Do you like the Home Run Derby? Do you care? Are you going to watch?
I don't care this year because other than Bryce Harper, there's hardly anybody in there I've even heard of.
What about Kyle Schwarber? He's a pretty big
name.
Just because he's a Cub, you don't like
him. Where's the judge?
Him.
The judge has got to be in there.
I wish he was in it.
Giancarlo's got to be in there.
The judge is the reigning champ.
I know. But then he went into a terrible slump right after the Home Run Derby last year. He hit like 160 for the next month. So
a lot of these guys are home run hitters that are in it this year. But none of them are like those big behemoths. I like watching those guys.
And the number one ranked guy is from Milwaukee.
Jesus Aguilar.
And who the heck is he?
Well, he just leads the National League in home runs with 24.
He's the guy that looks like Kendrys Morales, I think.
Okay.
So he's got big old arms.
If Jesus Aguilar walked in the room right now, I wouldn't know
who he is. He's kind of Paul Bunyan-like. And I may be going to a Brewers game while I'm on my vacation. There's a chance they're playing the Rockies while we're
that would be fun to
while
watch.
We're on vacation, so
get to check out Miller Park.
Hey, my buddy CD, you know, my best friend CD,
yeah,
that I play golf with, he always has business in Milwaukee. He loves Miller Park.
It's a cool place.
He's been like 15 Milwaukee games.
I'll let you go down that slide.
I don't think so.
How many different MLB stadiums have you been to?
I have been to I went to the old Kansas City Municipal Stadium.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to Kauffman Stadium. I've been to the now-defunct Astrodome.
Okay.
And I have been to...
Well, it's still a thing.
Astrodome
is still up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And also, I went to where the Angels play in Anaheim.
The new place?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't... No. They've redone it since... They've redone it since I was there. I saw Richie Allen play for the Chicago White Sox. So that'll tell you anything. 1960.
But you've never been to Busch Stadium?
Never been to Busch.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd think I'd
lifelong Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
That grew up 5 hours from Busch Stadium.
Oh, I know.
Should have made it over there. I've been to both stadiums, Steve.
Have you?
Old Busch, new Busch. Been to both.
I went to the Dome when I was 10 years old because I was a big Matty Alou fan. We were...
What year would that have been?
66.
That's what I was thinking right then. Right,
67.
Right around,
actually, I'll have to look, but I got my picture taken with Matty Alou. He was
related to Moises Alou?
He would be his uncle. He was okay. Felipe Alou and Jesus. When the three Alou brothers played in the outfield for the Giants in 62, one year they were all three together. But Matty Alou ended up being a batting champion once I think he was at Pittsburgh.
Why'd you get your picture taken with him?
He was
down on the field?
He was my favorite player.
Oh, okay.
And I said, of course, remember I was an idiot savant?
Yeah.
I knew so I knew his name was Mateo Rojas Alou. And I yelled, "Hey, Mateo Rojas Alou." And the guy jerks his head around. He goes, "What the? How's this guy know my middle name and everything?"
There's little Steve.
And there I am. I'm like 4 foot nothing, a little spot. And I get of course, I had the part in my hair. You know, I had the Vitalis.
Yeah.
I looked good. I had my big glasses with the thing around the back to hold them on and buck teeth. And, you know, I'd lost a bunch of teeth. I looked like a jack-o'-lantern because I'd lost a bunch of teeth.
Bring that picture in tomorrow.
I've got to find it. But he and I got our picture taken together. So got to see the Pirates and the Astros when we were in Houston.
Bring that picture in tomorrow. All right, Steve, tomorrow, Coach Pam coming on the show. Excited to talk about their weekend.
Oh, that'll
still getting
all
closer to
up.
Football season. We got Treg Fall coming in on Wednesday.
Oh, British Open.
To preview the British Open.
Okay.
That wasn't a very good British accent.
Well, I'll tell you, I was watching.
Toiga.
I watched the Irish Open, or the Scottish Open that they had. That place was burn up. I'll bet you could hit a T-ball 400 yards just on the roll. I bet Trey could probably hit driver wedge on every par five they have, as big as he is it.
All right, Steve, wrapping up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.